Basic Training Tape 3, Side 2, Section 1. Intro to Macros Continued. Combining JAWS functions and application keys in any order. Decision-making capability with IF statements. Any key or key combo used as a macro. Side 2, Section 2. Screen enhancements or colors. Finding a specific enhancement. Search options. Searching at the cursor without moving it. Restricting the search to a frame. Repeating a search. Searching for a different enhancement. Side 2, Section 3. Searching for a string of characters. Case-sensitive search option. Side 2, Section 4. Say from to. Read up to the cursor. Read from the cursor. Side 2, Section 5. The go-to feature in the menus. Enter Joyce address and phone numbers.
This is side 2 of the basic training tape number 3 for JAWS version 2.3. My name's Ted Henter, and we're continuing from the previous side. We were talking about macros and explained a little bit about what a macro is and why it's valuable. It can combine lots of functions or keystrokes into one single keystroke. And it's a very important feature because what we're really doing here is we're trying to operate the computer. We don't want to have to think about operating JAWS. JAWS is just a tool for us to operate the computer or the application program that's running on the computer. That would be like WordPerfect or Microsoft Works or whatever it happens to be. So right now, our job is to learn how to use JAWS in order to use JAWS to operate the computer. And the easier JAWS is to use and the more transparent it is, you know, not being in the way, the better, because we want to spend all our energy and our brain power operating the application program, not operating JAWS. And that's why the macros are so neat, because once you figure, okay, I got to hit this key, then this key, then I go over here and hit that key, and then I select this from that item, and then I type in so-and-so, and then I hit enter, and it does what I want it to do. We figure out those keys that you need to press, and then you just combine that or wrap it up in a macro, and then you just have to press one key. And so it becomes, instead of having to think about the keys and the order and the things you have to enter in and all that stuff, you just remember, oh, to do that, I just press this key, and it does it. So that's very vague. You say, well, what key? Well, any key. You decide what key you want to use as a macro, and then let's say you pick an Alt-A for your macro. Hold down the Alt key and hit the A at the appropriate time, of course. And then you get the option of putting in there any number of other keys, A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, whatever, or JAWS functions. So you can combine the JAWS functions, like say the current line, say the current word, read the next word, turn on the JAWS cursor, you know, any of that stuff. You can combine that with the keys that actually, like the letter keys, the function keys, the number keys that would go to the application. So you can combine them in any order you want. So that's a very powerful feature, facility. Also with JAWS and the macros, the macros have IF statements, so you can have it, you know, make decisions for you. You can tell it to search for colors, and if it finds a color on the screen, do so-and-so. Or search for a word, if it finds the word, you know, read the next word, or read the top line, anything like that. There's very few limitations on what it can do. But because it is such a powerful tool, it is important to learn how to use it. Now I'm just going to go through this macro menu and give you a kind of introduction to it. We do have a macros training tape that if you're interested, you should review that. And then in addition to that one tape, we have two series of tapes. One is intermediate macros training, and the other one is advanced macros training. So if you really want to get serious about operating your computer, I do recommend those training tapes. For now, let's just give you some of the basics and some of the information about the macros. As I mentioned, almost any key can be used as a macro. You can use the insert up arrow, because that's already used to say read the current line, but if you want to change it, you can. You can use insert letter keys, number keys, function keys, are Alt letter number function keys, Shifted letter number function keys, Control letter number function keys. There's a home row feature. You can turn home row on and have a whole new set of macros. So you have a lot of options. The reason being, we need a lot of keys that can be used as macros and a lot of capability built into the macros, because a blind person uses the keyboard both to input the data and to read back the data. Because you use the keyboard to tell JAWS what you want read. Whereas a sighted person uses the keyboard only for input and their eyes for output. A blind user needs the keyboard for input and for output. So we use the keyboard a lot more than your typical computer user. And therefore the macros are even more valuable because of that reason. They're a keyboard enhancer. And we can use the keyboard more effectively with the macros. So we tried, when we designed JAWS, we tried not to limit you as to what key you use, what choices you have. So there's very few limits. As I mentioned, you can use the insert key with almost any key on the keyboard, or the alt key, or the control key, or the shift key with any other key, or just the key by itself, like the up arrow by itself. And then there's a home row.
Home row on.
I'm doing an alt spacebar to turn home row on.
Home row off.
And then I did it again to turn it off. So that's another. When home row is on, it's just like holding down the control key, for example. Although, you know, it's a different level of macros, let's say. Okay, I'm on macros now in the menus.
Macro.
I'll do a down arrow.
Revise.
And it pops me to revise.
Revise or create a macro, comma, invokes external editor.
Revise or create a macro, invokes external editor. So this is how you would actually create a macro, so by selecting revise. And I'll get back to that in just a second, or a minute. Let me hit a right arrow.
Duplicate.
There's duplicate. Here's how you would duplicate a macro. Let's say you created one and it's working great and it's on the insert B. And that's a very hard keystroke, because you got to hold down the insert key and hit the B. Usually I hit the B with my right hand, and I hold down the insert key with my right hand, so it's tough to do. So I figure, wow, that was a dumb choice for a key. Let me move that to an insert C, which I can hit with my left hand, the C. So then you just come here to duplicate. It'll ask you for the key you want to duplicate, and you type the key you want, and then it asks you for the key you want to move the definition to, and you type that in, and then you're done. And it copies it over. And then the next thing you'll want to do, I'm going to hit a right arrow.
Erase.
Is erase the insert B, or the original key. You may or may not. You don't have to, but you have that choice. You may want that one macro key in both places, which is fine. So then you don't erase it. To the right of that.
Identify.
Identify. This is an easy way to see all the macro keys that are already defined in JAWS. Right arrow.
Auto macros.
Auto macros. This implies that it'll automatically perform a macro. Now that's just like the frame monitoring that we talked about before, in the frames menu. And that's exactly what it is. This auto macros is identical to frame monitoring. First, you pick out a frame and create the frame you want, and then you create the macro you want, and then you tie the two together by selecting frame monitoring or auto macros. And then whenever data in that frame changes, that macro will be performed. Okay, I'll do another right arrow.
Revise.
And we're back to revise. Computer beeps, and we're back to revise. Now, this is just a quick tour because we do have another tape on macros, and if you're interested, you should go through that other tape. Okay, I'm going to put a beep on the tape here. This is section 2, and we just finished up talking about macros, so I'm going to do an up arrow.
Macro.
I was down in the macros menu, now I'm up to the macro, to the main menu. I'll do an insert up arrow, which is a say line.
Voice config files frames macro and search photo place markers.
And just to confirm that I'm on the main menu. So I'm going to do a right arrow.
Enhance.
Go to enhance, which is Screen enhancements, or attributes, are also known as colors. The screen is not always black and white. There's 16 colors available. And if you have a monochrome computer, there's 5 different quote, colors, unquote, or enhancements. Let me read the helpline here with an insert page down.
Find and speak screen enhancements or colors.
Find and speak screen enhancements or colors. So I'll do a down arrow to select this.
Different.
And I come to different.
Find an enhancement or color on the screen different from the current one.
Find an enhancement or color on the screen different from the current one. So if you select this, JAWS is going to make note of the color on the screen where the cursor is now, and then it will search for a new color, a different color, different than the one it's currently on. Some of these features may not be obvious at first, you know, why they're here or what use they are, but in some of the more complicated configurations we have, or more complicated application programs where we need to search for colors and search for words and things like that. See, visually, you know, a sighted user just looks up on the screen and searches for it. And without these special features in JAWS, you could just move the JAWS cursor to the top of the screen and start reading down to search for things. But that's pretty slow and cumbersome, so we provide some automatic features that do the searching for you, find what you want, put the cursor there. And so this enhancement different is one of those. And I'll come back to that after I explain more about this searching.
Different.
So let's move over to the right by hitting the right arrow.
Find.
To find. I'll read the helpline.
Find a specific enhancement or color on the screen.
Find a specific enhancement or color on the screen. And that's what JAWS will do for you. It'll find a color or enhancement that's on the screen. So now on the screen means it's got to be up there, you know, on the physical screen, lines 1 through 25 and columns 1 through 80. Or if you have one of the bigger screens, it'll search the bigger screen areas too. But whatever you could see, a sighted person could see, that's what JAWS will find with these features. So let me do a down arrow into this one.
B.
It says B. Well, let me read the helpline.
Find black comma, blue comma, brown comma, bright white comma, or blinking.
Black, blue, brown, bright white, or blinking. Those are the choices under the B group. Let me do a right arrow.
L.
L.
Find light blue comma, light green comma, light cyan comma, light magenta comma, or light red.
I read the helpline, so I read the choices there. These are the light colors, light blue, light green, light magenta, light cyan. Let me go to the right again.
G.
G, this is gray and green. To the right of that.
Cyan.
Cyan. Well, how come we don't have a letter here? Well, the other cases, B, L, and G, there's several choices under them. But for C.
C.
For cyan.
Cyan.
There's no other color that starts with a C, so we don't have any confusion about what color we're using here. So the color cyan can be represented by the letter C. Another right arrow.
Red.
Red. Again, there's no confusion with R. To the right.
Magenta.
Magenta. The letter M.
White.
White. The letter W.
Yellow.
Yellow. The Y.
B.
We're back to the B wrapped around. I'm saying the letter because the way we operate the menus, remember, if you want, you can just hit the letter that you want and select it that way. Okay, so now we're back to the B. Let me drop down into the B group.
Black.
And here's black to the right of that.
Blue, brown, bright white, blinking, black.
And back to black. I was hitting the right arrow there to go through the list. Well, they all start with B, so how do we make a distinction here? Well, I'm on black, so hit your 5 on the numpad, the say character key.
K.
And it reads K. So the last letter in this case is uppercased. Remember, we had to select a B to get here, and now we can select K to select black. So BK would represent black. To the right of that?
Blue.
Blue. If I do a say character, the 5 on the numpad?
L.
It's the L. We're not using the last letter. We're using the L for blue. To the right of that?
Brown.
Brown. Say character?
R.
R. We're using the R. To the right.
Bright white. W.
Using the W for bright white. So to select this using letters, it would be a B, W. Would get you bright white.
Blinking. G.
And G for blinking. So B, G would get you blinking. To the right of that.
Black.
And we're back to black. So to be sure that that you're following me, I'm going to page up to get out.
Page up, exiting.
And I'm going to go back in by hitting the letters. So I do a control slash.
Jaws main menu.
Get to the menus. Hit E for enhancements.
E, different.
And then F for find.
F, B.
I can hit B.
B, black.
For the B group. And I hit K to select black.
K, options, colon, 0.
And the next choice is options, or the next prompt. It asks us for options. Let's go back before we start talking about options, though.
Black.
I hit an up arrow, and it took me back up to black. So what we're doing here is we're selecting a color to search for on the screen. There's 16 colors here. We cover the B group.
B.
I did another up arrow. Let me go to the right.
L.
And down.
Light blue. Light green. Light cyan. Light magenta. Light red. Light blue.
So,
B
for blue.
Light green. G
for green.
Light cyan. C. Light magenta. M. Light red. R.
So what I'm doing is hitting a right arrow to move to the next choice, and then hitting the say character key, the numpad 5, to get it to read the capitalized letter there.
R.
So to select light red, I would do an L for light and then R for red.
Light blue.
Let's go up arrow.
L.
To the right.
G.
And down.
Green. Gray.
And to the right of green is gray.
Green. Gray. Green. Gray.
Those are the only two here. So for
green.
Green.
N.
It's an N.
Gray.
And for gray.
Y.
It's a Y. So GN would be green, GY would be gray.
G. Cyan. Red. Magenta. White. Yellow. B.
And back to B. So, that's how you select a color. You can use your arrow keys, move to the color you want, or you can hit the letters and get them. This is very valuable in a macro. We use this feature, for example, to find the misspelled word in a spell checker. Because all the programs that I know of that have spell checkers, they highlight the word in a different color. And let's say in the case of WordPerfect, it's white on red. And so what we would do is we would search for red in the background. And then JAWS, if we tell it where to start and which direction to go in, JAWS will find it and then speak it. So as an example,
B, L, G, cyan, red.
Let me move over to red. I'm just hitting right arrow there to get over to red. Now if I hit the down arrow or the enter key,
options, colon, 0.
It goes to options, colon, 0. Well, what's this? Well, we've selected the red, the color, but we haven't told it where to start looking and what direction to go in, or if we want foreground or background. Remember, when you're dealing with a color, there's two colors for every character. There's the foreground color and the background color. Like in Braille, in the case of white on red, the dot would be white, and the area surrounding the dot would be red. Now, if you have a monochrome computer, the choices here are different because JAWS senses what kind of computer you're on when it boots up, and it puts up the different choices here. On a monochrome computer, you can't search for red because there is no red. So we don't give you that choice. We put up the monochrome enhancements, which are normal, reverse, intense, underline, and blinking. So you would have 5 choices there instead of these colors. And in those cases, you can just use the first letter of the word and select it that way. So after we've selected the color or the enhancement, normal, underline, blinking, reverse, or intense, then we get this question about options. I'm going to do a say line and insert up arrow.
Options, colon, 0.
So now we have a lot of options here. We can tell it to start at the top and search down, or the bottom and search up, or start at the cursor and search down, or the cursor and search up, Or we can tell it to start at the cursor, but don't move. Just check and see if the cursor is on a red item. We can tell it to look in the foreground. It's going to automatically look in the background. That's the default. But we can tell it to look in the foreground for this color. And we can restrict the search to a frame. Remember we talked about frames earlier? Well, here we can punch in the number of the frame you want to restrict the search to. So you have tons of options, and let me go through them again. If you want to start at the top, you type in a T on this question about options.
T.
Or if you want to start at the bottom, you type in a B.
B.
If you want to start at the cursor, you don't use any letter to represent that. You just hit Enter. You don't put a special letter in to start at the cursor and go down. That's the default. But if you want to start the cursor and go up, search upward on the screen, you put a C.
C.
If you want to start at the cursor and not move, just check the item at the cursor, you use X.
X.
If you want to search in the foreground, remember it's going to automatically search in the background. So if you want to search in the foreground, you put in F.
F.
For foreground. If you want to restrict the search to a frame, you put in the number of the frame.
5.
I'm getting a beep here because I think I filled up my...
root jaws to PC.
I'm going to look at what's here. I did a root jaws to PC.
X. Space.
And the last thing it took was the X. So I'm just going to backspace.
X. C. V. T. Space.
And it said the letter that it was deleting as I backspaced through there. Okay, so it's T for top, B for bottom, C to start at the cursor and go backwards, F for foreground, and X marks the spot. Don't move, just check where the cursor is. If you put in the frame number, just type in a frame.
5.
5, that's the frame number, 55. It will search in that frame. Well, what if you gave it a T55? Okay, it'll start at the top of frame 55 and search down. Or B55, it'll start at the bottom of the frame and search up. Or C55, it'll start at the cursor and search up. But it will not go beyond the frame boundaries. Okay, now there's some logic here. You got to think this through a little bit. You can't put in a T and a B, because that's illogical. You can't start at the top and the bottom. But you could put in a T and an F and a 5-5. That means start at the top of frame 55 and search in the foreground. Look for a foreground color, not a background color. Okay, now, besides the frame number, there's another way to represent the frame, and that's by putting in a letter. The letter J for JAWS would mean use the frame that the JAWS cursor is in. Or P for PC would mean use the frame that the PC cursor is in. Or if you used A for active, that means use the frame that the active cursor is in. What do you mean active cursor? Well, that's the one that's turned on. That's the one that's active as opposed to inactive. So you have those choices, J for JAWS, P for PC, and A for active cursor. Use the frame that the cursor is in. Now, before I kept saying, you know, start at the top and go down, start at the bottom, go up, start at the cursor and go up or down. Well, when I say that, I purposely didn't explain which cursor, because that's an obvious question. Well, which cursor is going to start at? Well, whichever cursor is turned on. That's kind of the way JAWS works. It uses whichever cursor is turned on. When you ask for the position with the position key in the bottom of the numeric pad, it gives you the position of the cursor that's turned on. When you use your arrow keys to move around, it moves with the cursor that's turned on. And when you tell it to start at the cursor and go backwards, it's going to start at the cursor that's turned on, the active cursor, and go backwards. And that's an important concept to keep in mind, because those two cursors are very powerful if you use them in the right way. Now, when JAWS does this search, let's say we're searching for the color red, it's going to find it if it's there, and then it'll speak it. But it'll also put the cursor on the beginning of that color. And so then you can, you know, read it again with the say word or the say line or look up or down to kind of get a, you know, idea what's going on there. So it does put the cursor there. Which cursor? Well, in this case, it's going to use the JAWS cursor. Because JAWS always has control of the JAWS cursor, but does not always have control of the PC cursor. That's a very important concept also. So we want to, you know, give the user the ability to, quote, look at, unquote, this item that was found that we were searching for. So we just put the JAWS cursor there. And we turn it on also. Even though you had the PC cursor turned on, when you do a search for enhancements or a string search, which we'll get to later, it always uses the JAWS cursor for the search, and it puts the JAWS cursor on the item when it finds it. If it doesn't find it, you'll hear a beep, which is an error tone, and then the cursors remain where they were when you started. You can think of it as, okay, we didn't find it, we'll just put everything back where it was and pretend like we never moved. In actuality, they never did move, because JAWS doesn't actually move the cursor until it finds what it's looking for, then it moves it. But figuratively, you can think of it as moving the cursor around to find what it's looking for. So this is the options.
Options colon 55.
I did an insert up arrow to read it again. The search options. And that's, a very powerful feature. I'm thinking about what I might have left out there, but I think I covered all of the options. In the case of a spell checker in WordPerfect, for example, which I'm quite familiar with, so I keep using it as an example, we search for red in the background from the top of the screen. And the whole screen, we don't limit it to a frame. So the options for that would be just a T. And we don't need any other options. It just means start at the top and search down. Now, if we wanted to search for the red in the foreground, we'd have to give it an F. If we want to search for the bottom up, which we do in our WordPerfect configuration for certain things, we'd give it a B. So this is, remember, keep those options in mind. I'm going to do an up arrow here.
JAWS find the screen enhancement or color menu.
Now, it read that because I moved my JAWS cursor. Remember, previously I turned my JAWS cursor on to look at what I had it typed in there. And so now it just moved it up to the title line. So I'm going to turn my PC cursor on.
PC cursor on.
Do an up arrow.
Red.
And I got up out of the options. So that's important concepts we just discussed here about searching for colors on the screen and about the search options.
Find.
So I'll go up again to find. Now I'm going to go over to the right.
Repeat.
Repeat. That'll repeat a find. If you need to find something on the screen, you come to enhancement, select find, select blue, that would be BL, then TF9 from the top of frame 9, searching in the foreground, and then hit enter, and it does the search. And a little bit later, you just said, hey, I want to find that again. You can just come here and do select E for enhancements, and then R for repeat, and it will repeat the search. So that's handy. If you need to do that a lot, the thing to do is to wrap it all up in a macro. Because that way, it doesn't matter what, you know, you can, then again, it's just one key. Or key combination, which would be like an alt Y. That's actually two keys, but it's one key combination. Alright, to the right of repeat,
different.
We get back to different. So now, let's talk a little more about different. I'll select different.
Different.
If I go into different, you're going to get the options, because even though you're searching for something different, you still have to tell it if you want to search down or up. See, it's going to start at the cursor. Or you can, if you give it a T for top, it'll move the cursor to the top and see what color is there, and then search from there. So different is not as useful as find, but sometimes it can be useful. Just thought of, in our Lotus 1-2-3 configuration, we use different to search for a highlight in the menus. So one case where it is usable is we don't always know when if JAWS is going to be used on a color computer or a monochrome computer. So if we define a macro and use colors, then it's not going to work on a monochrome. And then obviously if we design the macro to work on monochrome, it won't work on color. So sometimes you can use this different so that it doesn't really matter whether the enhanced item is in a reverse or if it's in red. Using this different feature, you'll still find it. So that's one way to get around the color monochrome problem. Another way is in the macro, JAWS does have a way of checking if it's color or monochrome. And so you just put in two different searches. You say if color flag, then do the color search, else do the monochrome search, and if. So if you're interested in that, you can look at our WordPerfect configuration, the control minus macro has some examples of that. Now, I don't want to get too far off track here because this is just a kind of introductory basic training tape. So we covered enhancements, different, find, and repeat. Let me go up
Enhance.
To the main menu and put a beep on the tape. Okay, now I'm going to go over to the right of enhancements.
Search.
And I get to search. Well, we just talked about that. Well, the enhancements is we're looking for a color. Where the search, let me read the help line here.
Search forward or backward on the screen for a string of characters.
Search forward or backward for a string of characters. So we're not concerned about the color now. We're looking for a character or a string of characters, like a word. And so it's a different type of search, but still we're searching, searching on the screen. So I'll select this with an enter.
Enter, find colon.
Find, it prompts me for. It's asking me to type in something that we want to find. So I'll type in JAWS.
J, A.
No.
A, J.
Change my mind. Let me type in.
E, C, P, C.
Deck PC, hit enter.
Enter, options, colon, zero.
Now we get the same choice for options, colon, zero. Now, I didn't explain that zero before. That's just the frame that it's going to search in. That means it's going to search in the frame zero, which is the entire screen. Remember, frame zero, you can't edit. You can't change it. It's always going to be the entire screen. So that's what we put up here as a default. Now, if I want to search from the top down, I just hit a T. And enter.
Enter. C colon backslash greater.
And it went to the.
C colon backslash greater.
Actually, it didn't move. It didn't find the words deck PC because I didn't have them up here on the screen. I thought I did.
H E F L O.
Let me just type in hello.
JAWS main menu.
I'll go back to the main menu. Remember, another thing I didn't point out before was that search also takes you out of the menus automatically because it has to put the screen back up. The menus, remember, appear visually on the screen. So when you do a search, one of the first things JAWS does is it puts the original screen back up there because it knows we don't want to search in the JAWS menus. We want to search in what was up there on the screen. So it puts the screen back up there, it does the search, and then it leaves you there on that screen out of the menus. Because the whole idea of searching for something is you want to find something on the screen and then, shall we say, look at it closer. Well, you don't want to be in the menus to do that, so we just take you out of the menus. It's kind of what we feel would be the best thing to do. And of course, if you want to get back in the menus, you just do a control slash to get back in. So I did my control slash. I'll hit S.
S, find colon, deck PC.
For search, and it said find colon, deck PC. Now, I remembered what I searched for last, which is handy, but in this case, I want to change it to hello.
H-E-L-O.
Hit enter.
Enter. Options, colon, zero.
Options, colon, zero. So hit a T.
T. Enter. Hello.
This time it found it, and it said hello. Remember before, it didn't find it, and the computer beeped, which is indicate there was an error. But it doesn't say anything, also another indication. So this time it reads the word hello, and it put the cursor on the H. I'll do a say character.
H. E. L. L. O.
And then a right arrow to move across. So that's searching. Now, with searching, with a string search, there's one other option, and that is upper and lower case.
Space.
So if I want to, I've got hello written in here.
JAWS main menu.
I'll go back to the main menu. I'll hit S.
S, find colon, hello, H, E, L, O.
This time we'll look for a capital H, E, L, L, O. Enter.
Options, colon, 0, T.
Hit a T for top and enter.
Enter, hello.
And it still found it, even though I typed it in without an uppercase H. That's because the search is not case sensitive. And that's the default. It's not case sensitive, so it'll find it whether it's uppercase or lowercase. Now, if you want it to be case sensitive, you just give it a different option. So I'm going to go back to the menus.
JAWS main menu.
With a control slash, hit S for search.
S, find colon, hello.
It's already got the hello up there, so I'll hit enter.
Enter, options, colon, 0.
I'm going to give it a T for top.
T.
And then U.
U.
U doesn't really stand for anything. You might think of it as uppercase, although it doesn't mean search only for uppercase. It means be case specific. So we typed in H-E-L-L-O. So now I'll hit enter.
Enter.
And I heard an error beep, and it didn't read it. So it did not find it, even though we got hello on the screen, but we've got H-E-L-L-O and not H-E-L-L-O. So that's why it didn't find it. Now,
space, H-E-L-L-O.
Let me type in H-E-L-L-O. Now I got two of them up there.
JAWS main menu.
So I'll do the search again.
S, find colon, hello.
Go back to the main menu with a control slash, hit S for search. I've got H-E-L-L-O up there now, so hit enter.
Enter. Options, colon, 0.
Options, so hit T.
T.
And U.
U.
And enter.
Enter. Hello.
And it found it. Which one did it find? Well, I've got two of them there. I'll do a say line.
C, colon, backslash, greater, hello, hello.
So that didn't tell me anything. What if I read up to the cursor? Now the cursor,
H.
I did a say character, it's sitting on the H. So if I read up to the cursor, that'll give me a clue.
C colon, backslash greater, hello.
And now if I read from the cursor,
hello.
So I know that my cursor is sitting on the H of the second hello, which is the right one, of course. It skipped over the first one because it did not have an uppercase H, and then it went to the second one and it found it. So that's a case-sensitive search, the U, which is the, you know, the option to tell it to be case-sensitive. I'll put a beep on the tape. Now, you might be curious, is how did I do that, read up to the cursor and read from the cursor? Well, that's an insert 7 on the numbers row to read up to.
C colon, backslash greater, hello.
Excuse me, not numbers row, numbers pad. Hold down the insert key with your thumb and hit the number 7, which is above and to the left of the 5. And to read from the cursor, it's an insert 9.
Hello.
And so that gives you a good sense of where you are on a line. It reads from column 1 up to the cursor, that's an insert 7, or from the cursor to the end of the line, that's an insert 9. Now the read up to, it'll read up to the cursor, but does not include the character that the cursor is actually on. A read from to does include the cursor, the character that the cursor is on. And that's just the way it works. And in the macros training, and in the manual, it discusses read up to and read from more about how to define these macros. We actually have a function in our macros called read from to, and then you specify the start column and the end column. You just type in the number of the column you want, or you can use the letter C to represent the cursor. So if you need to do something, if you want to do something special there, refer to the manual about macros and they'll tell you how to do that. Okay, now previously we were talking about searching, so I believe I've covered that. I'm going to do an up arrow.
C colon, backslash greater.
Oops, I forgot I wasn't in the menus. So I'm going to do a control slash to get to the menus.
JAWS main menu.
And then a right arrow.
Config files, frames, macro, enhance, search, go.
Next we have go to. Let me put a beep on the tape here. I read the help line.
Go to a screen dash row or column.
Go to will move the cursor to a screen, row, or column. And you select go to, and then obviously you got to tell it which row and column you want to go to. So let's hit the enter key.
Enter, position, colon.
And it prompts you for position. So you have a couple of choices here. You can type in R5.
R5.
That means row 5. And
C9.
9, that means column 9. If I hit the enter key.
Enter. Row 5, column 9, JAWS.
I hit my position key, and it moved the JAWS cursor to row 5, column 9. Now remember, just like in searching, it's going to move the JAWS cursor to that position. It's not going to move the PC cursor there, simply because it doesn't always have control of the PC cursor. In a macro, you can always do a route PC to JAWS if you actually want the PC cursor to end up there. Or I could do it manually right now. I can just do a...
Route PC to JAWS.
Route PC to JAWS. I heard the error tone. It didn't work because I'm in DOS and it couldn't move the PC cursor to that spot. That's why we moved the JAWS cursor there. All right, let's go back to the go-to.
JAWS main menu.
See, again, it took me out of the menus. So I did a control slash to get to the menus. I hit G.
G, position colon,
for go-to.
R5C9.
That's for position. And it put up the last one that I used. Now, I don't have to specify the row and the column. I can specify just one.
R.
R9. Hit enter.
Enter.
Position.
Row 9, column 9, JAWS.
Row 9, column 9, JAWS. Well, how did it know I wanted to go to column 9? Well, it didn't. I didn't tell it what column to go to, so it just stayed in whatever column it was in. But I did tell it what row to go to, so it went to row 9. So you can give it row and column, or you can just the row or just the column. And the order is not important either. You can do C21 R19, and it'll take it that way as well. Now you can also go plus or minus.
JAWS main menu, S, find colon,
wrong one. Let me do an up arrow.
Search.
I do a go to.
G, position colon, R9.
Position colon, R9. So let me do C
plus
5, and hit enter.
Enter.
And position?
Row 9, column 14, JAWS.
Remember, it was in column 9 and row 9, and I told it C plus 5. So it stayed in the row it was in, and it went to column 14, because that's plus 5, 5 more than 9. So I can do C minus a number, or R plus, or R minus a number. So you can go up or down, or left and right, from where you are. Now, this is most useful, again, in a macro, because many times, if you can't see the screen, you don't know, well, I just want to move the cursor 9 columns to the right. Well, you know, that's not a common thing that you would need to do. And even in some application programs, there are times, although not common, but there are times when you know, okay, I know that I found the blinking backslash semicolon colon, and now I just want to go up 3 rows and over 5 columns, and I'll be right on the word that I want to speak. And that does happen, not very often, but it does happen. So that's why these features are here.
This is the end of side 2 of tape 3 of the basic training tapes for JAWS version 2.3. To reach us at Henter Joyce, please call 800-336-5658 or area code 813-528-8900. Our address is 2100 62nd Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33702. Thank you for joining us.